1881, Currabubbula, New South Wales. As soon as she could walk, she knew she wanted to be outside, moving. The house was too dark, too small, smelling of stale wood smoke and dogs. It was outside she wanted, the horizon shaped by the perfect cone of Durai Mountain on one side and the high, ragged outcrop of Terrible Billy on the other. Outside and moving around, the sky above you and the dirt under your feet and always the shape of the land against the sky like a familiar face. She was Sarah Catherine, but always called Dolly. She'd arrived into an already crowded family, five brothers and sisters before her and another brother coming along behind. Sophia was 13. Her red curly hair like a shining river glinting with light when she undid it. Next down was Tom, his face made crooked by a bent eye. Their mother said it was because she'd been frightened by a bull when she was carrying him. Then Willie, everyone's favourite, always had time to give Dolly a ride on his shoulders. Rose was the kind sister, put Dolly's hair in papers, said she was the prettiest thing she'd ever seen. Eddie was close enough, only 4 years older, that sometimes he'd let Dolly tag along with him. Showed her how to catch a sheep, set a rabbit trap, milk a cow. Below her was the last child, Alfred, always known as Sonny. They were 6 miles out of Currabubbula, three dusty streets and a pub. She was five before she saw a town. Tamworth was 20 miles away, and the Maunders didn't have much call to go there. Dolly started life indulged and petted. The Dolly. Her big sisters had to churn the butter, make the bread. She was always the little one, the one whose hands were too small to lift the milk pail or drive the churn through the cream. It was always easier for someone else to do it. In Dolly's childhood, there was before Willie and after Willie. He was killed off a horse one morning, leaned down from the saddle to open the gate the same way he'd done 100 times. But the horse was fresh and bucked and threw him against the gatepost and then trampled him, trampled his head with clumsy, great iron hooves.